This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi, everyone. It's Hayes and Sean. This month, we're releasing one full bonus episode.
It's just Hayes when you're talking.
When I'm talking, it's just Hayes?
Yeah, when you go,
you're
Hayes
here,
and
you're
Sean,
doing the ad.
Diminishes me. Well, I wasn't at the time. At the time, I was not. And we've been known to do ads separately sometimes.
Okay, but you like you put your headphones on, you pull the mic towards you. To me, that is that you are ready to do this.
They can't see that.
Are you
that.
Not ready?
They can't see that, Hayes.
That's why I'm saying that it's both of us.
And now it is. But when you started talking, it wasn't necessarily. So
we are releasing one full bonus episode every week from our premium bonus series, Hollywood Handbook Pro Version.
It's we now?
And it's... And it says, please provide a short description that highlights how Pro Version differs from regular Hollywood Handbook episodes. So where to, such a, like, a big question. Like,
yeah.
Where to even, like, begin on something like that? Like, how is it different? Like, wow. I mean, it's different.
Oh, it's different as hell.
It is
shorter.
And normally, well... Normally, it does cost money, but in this case, it is free.
Yep.
So now, is it the same?
But there's rarely a guest.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But not very often.
No.
If you want to listen to the rest of Hollywood Handbook Pro Version, go to StitcherPremium.com and sign up with the code HANDBOOK.
I would say, just as a description, that the Hollywood Handbook Pro Version is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subject matter.
And how is that different from what we do on the main show?
I would say that that is a very stiff, stunted conversation that constantly explores nothing but mature subject matter.
Can I just say this? You have a promo code here, yes?
Yes.
And what do they get for using the promo? StitcherPremium.com, sign up with code HANDBOOK.
I think 1 month free.
Okay, doesn't say that.
You get 1 month free with using code HANDBOOK.
You promise this?
It's a Chef Kevin guarantee.
Write to Kevin and let him know what you got when you used it.
You'll get access to all our bonus episodes, an ad-free listening experience for all Earwolf and Stitcher shows in the Stitcher app. But you can also listen to the ads version, too. Kevin should be in here.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, because the ads are all screwed up now in the free version.
So if you want to listen to the show as it, basically the Snyder Cut. Of the show. It's basically what it is.
Yeah.
With all the ads in their correct order, you can listen to Hollywood Handbook, the ads version.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's different from the pro version, but it is in there. And you'll be supporting our show, too. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the episode. And remember, that's StitcherPremium.com, promo code HANDBOOK. And again,
and
nothing about the bonus.
And my name's
but
Sean.
But Kevin promised.
Hollywood Handbook.
You have a song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we pull up the long driveway, we put it onto the P, which mean park,
mm-hmm.
And I turn to Fred.
Fred, Army's man.
I turn to Fred, Army's man, and Velma and Shaggy and everyone else, and I say, this place is supposed to be haunted, so head on a swivel, everybody.
Yes, everyone, please be looking around.
Do not be tunnel vision looking at,
uh-huh.
For instance, a painting where the eyes are following you, because the suit of armor behind you might be coming and chop you to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so Scooby Doo agrees with me.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Daphne. It's like, I don't know. I don't believe in all that stuff. I'm like, fine. Don't believe it. In fact, prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there and look around and show me how it's not haunted. But don't put me, Fred Army's man.
Mm-hmm.
My dog, Shaggy, Velma, at risk just because you're so arrogant, you can't even entertain the notion that, yes, this spooky mansion has creepy ghouls and goblins.
And also you can't prove a negative.
Thank you.
And this is something I say a lot.
About God.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the existence of God with Ricky Gervais.
And he's so confident. Oh, you're sure. Oh, you're totally sure.
Oh, you're 100%
that
sure?
That he's not a guy.
Perhaps the very certainty with which you proceed through life, Ricky.
Oh.
Is what you were rebelling against in the first place.
Yes.
And maybe what we should say is, maybe there's spooky goobs and goblies. Maybe God's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the freaking suit of armor chop you up, painting follow you with his eyes. And maybe, just maybe, there's still magic in the world. And there's still miracles, and we can still hug each other and see rainbows and stuff. So that's what the show's about. It's Hollywood Handbook,
this is
and we're
the
positive.
Show. Kevin!
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here.
Mr. Kevin's trip.
I'm back.
Kevin's travel diary. Go. You Kevin. Did it, didn't you, you old bastard?
You
did
son
it.
Son of a bitch. Kevin, your beautiful travel.
You
on, huh?
Filthy bitch. You did it, didn't you?
Oh, you nasty bastard. You son of a bitch.
I did 7 days in London with Leah, and we went to Paddington. We saw the Towers Bridge. We saw Big Ben.
You fat fuck.
I ate a lot, but it was beautiful. We saw a
musical.
Where'd you
eat? Did you go to the Chippy?
I wrote some things down because a vegan teriyaki chicken, a burger.
The old vegan teriyaki chicken busker ringing the bell going down the street. Vegan teriyaki chicken, mate.
You wrote down a burger?
I wrote down burger, teriyaki chicken.
Burger.
Duck. I had vegan duck, which was very good. Mm-hmm. The chips, you know.
Yeah, so you did go to the
fries.
Chippy. That's what I asked.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You slimy little devil. I can't believe you did it. You pulled it off. Well, when's the wetting?
TBD.
When's the wetting?
I did post some photos yesterday, and a lot of people said, when's the proposal?
Yeah.
Where's the ring?
Oh, boy.
That's power. Yeah. That's power right there.
It's healthy.
That's my influence.
You ever see American Sniper?
Yes.
He goes, when's the wetting? The woman is mad at the man.
Uh-huh.
Throw things. Leave the house. He turned, his brother's waiting there. His brother goes, oh, when's the wedding? That's me to you.
Did you make any friends?
I made two friends, Nick and Nicole. Hmm. They're Leah's friends who have lived there for 3 years. They were nice enough to let us stay there. They gave us a small tour themselves. Hmm. Took a lot of buses and trains. And two new friends. Excuse me, the jet lag is kind of messing with my throat.
When did you get back?
Yeah, last night.
His throat is a few hours behind.
My throat's asleep.
Jeez. I've never heard of that.
Well, okay.
Hannah was there. She was also in London.
I guess it makes sense to me. Because there is a certain part of my anatomy that tends to wake up first.
It's on East Coast time.
That's right. Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Hannah was there?
She was there, I think, for a wedding.
Yeah.
And so we got drinks the first night, which was fun.
That's funny. Just to keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Catch up on work stuff on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have we heard back from Anna Kendrick?
Yeah, Kevin goes to London and then across the pub. We really have to let Cedric Yarbrough know by...
yeah.
All right, Kevin.
Okay.
Enough.
That was so thanks, everyone, for tweeting at me. There are Hollywood Handbook fans in London. I had a feeling there were, and the trip was great.
Double-decker bus.
We did. So funny story about that. I
I'll be the judge of that.
Yes. I bought a double-decker tour bus tickets for Leah and I, not knowing that they closed at 5, and we went on a different tour bus that they didn't scan our tickets. Yeah, and I was like, wait, that's the bus we're supposed to be on. And at that point, it was closed, so we had to go back the next day. Fortunately, they let us exchange our tickets. I was nervous about that they wouldn't let us do that. So we were able to go on a tour the next day. Guys, wake up, wake up.
Oh, okay.
The tickets. Yeah. Of course. London fog.
Very foggy. Funny story, our landing was very bumpy. I thought we were way higher than we were. And then it was automatic landing. So we actually had to turn off our
automatic
phones.
Automatic landing?
It wasn't like manual, I guess. So we had to turn off our phones and all of our devices. And I was like, man, I don't see anything. It's so foggy. And then all of a sudden, we hit this insane turbulence. I was like, holy crow. But then I saw people and realized, wait, we just landed. That's how foggy it is here.
Hippodrome?
I don't know what
that
is.
Did you go to Hippodrome?
I don't think so.
Did you drop pills in the Hippodrome?
No.
Meet any birds? Piccadilly Circus?
Yeah. We went to the Christmas market. They called it the Walmart of Christmas, I guess.
Do they have that old poster shop there, too?
Ye old poster shop.
Yeah.
No, but we passed
a lot of foreign movie posters.
The oldest
pub. A very extremely cool 17, 18 year old boy might have been there once and bought an Italian Fight Club poster.
We passed Ye Old Cock Tavern, which is the oldest pub in London. And they say it's the walls.
Did you get a pic?
No.
With the sign?
Big mistake.
Too scared.
Well, we were on the tour and I couldn't time it correctly. Just missed it. But the walls are so narrow, they say you can be drunk and not fall over.
You see the Streets concert? Mike Skinner?
I didn't. I missed it.
Original pirate material?
Missed it this year.
Fit, but don't you know it?
I saw a steel drum band, though, playing Christmas songs.
Wow.
That was fun. Yeah. It was.
I could see myself bumping to that.
Oh, yes. I could see myself just being like, stop, cancel the plans, calling up my lunch reservation. Hey, not going
to
make it.
Tell and Nick and Nicole to eat shit.
Cutting loose.
But it was crazy because it was the day after Black Friday, and I didn't know they celebrate Black Friday there. It was so crowded.
Cobblestone streets?
Yes, they're very hard and full of cobble.
Did you get ripped off trying to buy drugs?
Not drugs.
Okay, what'd you get ripped off for?
The Airbnb, I actually had a horrible experience. our Airbnb toilet broke 2 or 3 times. The hot water
just broke.
Dropped
huh?
a
yeah.
Dropped a bowl no, I breaker. Hate,
yeah, toilets. They just don't make toilets like they used to.
Dropped a guided missile.
They just break. I don't do anything, and then they're broken. I don't even know how I find out that they're broken.
The landlord's like, oh, bloody Americans.
The hot water
always
didn't work.
Always cracking me bowl.
Oh, goddamn vegan duck.
The hot water didn't work and the lock was very faulty on the door. So I had a lot of complaints, hoping to get some money back.
No cash back.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic about it, but... That kind of was a big dip in the experience was we stayed at Nick and Nicole's for a few days, and then we stayed at an Airbnb for a few days. And when we got to the Airbnb, which I booked, I was like, all right, get ready for the Ritz. We showed up, and it was a pretty bad experience. But we managed to make it work, but we complained a lot.
We have other stuff to...
Yeah, should we do the teaser freezer?
Yeah, we just have so much other stuff that we have to do. Do we do the teaser freezer now, or do we save that for a different one?
Maybe we do that for the next.
Wait, Kevin has something that more that he'd like to contribute.
Let's hear from
it's
Kevin.
Not enough. An entire tour diary.
The guy hasn't said so much fucking bullshit already this episode.
I just wanted to add that this is only 1 minute and 10 seconds, so because it's so short, it might be good to do now.
This is the shortest teaser.
This is a short teaser. There is a longer version of the teaser.
Yes, but it doesn't have
the line that we want.
Correct.
There's a line in this teaser that I thought okay. we must talk about this.
Okay.
Should we do the short one then?
Let's
but
do
we
it.
We don't have anything for the next episode then.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so this...
Can't wait.
This is 21 Bridges.
Wait, dude, this is all the only introduction we're going to do? This is 21 Bridges? What's it like... Do more than that.
Yeah.
Who's the star?
Chadwick Boseman.
Thank you, Devin.
Mm-hmm. So this is based on Jeff and Bo's brother. Is that right? 21. Yeah. Their little brother, 21 Bridges. Jeff Bridges. Bo Bridges. And, of course, the baby Bridges, 21 Bridges. Is that what it's about, Kevin?
I think so. See? Well, let's see. Let's see for ourselves. If you do wrong.
Shooting.
Shooting.
Big shooting.
They shoot.
Guns.
Two shooters. They have training.
Well, he does okay. And now that's when you know that it is serious. That when people show up with a machine gun and they are just shooting in an untrained way, everyone can just sort of go home.
When I look at a body killed by a machine gun... I immediately know this guy was training. Or this was an accident.
The sword in vain. He carries out wrath on the wrong foot.
I will find him.
If we don't catch these guys in the next 3 or 4 hours, they vanish.
How are you gonna do this?
There are 21 bridges in and out of the island.
Did you guys notice how weird that sounded?
Jesus, Kevin, do you know what the fuck we're doing?
Sorry.
This is the most crucial part. This is the entire reason we did it was this three-line exchange. And you stopped it in the middle of it. Let's back it up. Let's listen to this part, and then let's talk.
Okay.
I will find them.
If we don't catch these guys in the next 3 or 4 hours, they vanish.
How are you going to do this?
There are 21 bridges in and out of the island. Shut them down.
What island?
Manhattan.
Stop it.
What island?
What? He's talking to NYPD police. He's a special expert that got brought in from like a totally different department. And he's saying, we can't let these guys out. They go, well, how do we stop them? He goes, we basically close the door on all the 21 bridges on the island. And the guy who's police officer in Manhattan doesn't know what island. He can't even guess from context. And he's sort of nasty about it. What island?
But Chadwick Boseman is also very mean about it. His face. Manhattan.
Anyway, Kevin, I'm sorry I lost my cool back there.
No, I forgot. I'm rusty.
I was just so excited.
I mean, did get distracted.
I had blue
by...
balls for that line. I want to hear the whole thing. You weren't letting me bust, my man.
That can kill you. Blue balls can kill you.
You can get really sick. You can get extremely sick.
You can die. You can bust back into your stomach
you
and
can
die.
Yes, it does go up and it becomes an infection and it gets you extremely sick and you can die. My cousin. Died from it.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He had this chick. You know what? That'll be a different teaser for you.
We do have something.
So this is a good movie. The idea is the title is 21 Bridges, and they put it right in the trailer. You go, 21 Bridges, what do they mean? Do they mean Jeff and Bo's brother, I guessed? No. It's the 21 bridges in and out of the island. What island, Manhattan? And only Chadwick Boseman have the idea. Don't let them leave.
Can we see the rest?
Yes.
Anyway.
It's only the guy who kills killers.
Beautiful. What could go wrong? You got a trigger.
You better have perfect diction calling me a trigger.
Oh, pause it. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Devin, do you want to walk me through that?
No.
Help me understand what does that mean?
Just pronounce your words very carefully when you speak to Chadwick Boseman.
A guy says to Chadwick Boseman, you're the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Chadwick Boseman hears him perfectly. And then says, you'd better have perfect diction calling me a trigger. He also pronounces it well.
Great.
He must think it's going to come up again.
It might. We're going to be together for the next 3 or 4 hours.
That's right.
He's not saying don't say it.
It's like watching someone sort of not trip over a slightly disguised step in a door frame and go, be careful when you come through that door because there's a little bit of a step. Just to keep in mind. And the next time they walk through, they'll think about it. Oh, yeah, he told me. But they did already do it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, for people
who
are
the same guy,
people who are fans of the show, the song playing in this trailer is, of course, Going Bad by my friend Drake. And one of the things that he say in that song is just a 10 piece dog. To which my friend Bosch likes to say, of chicken nuggets.
Is it, if you play the teaser, will he say it? But do they not say
that
line?
They don't use that part. It seems like they've taken out most of the lyrics except
for the chorus.
All the dogs
in the theater would be barking.
They'd be barking their ass off laughing. Have chicken nuggets.
Call it what you want.
I just did.
Call it what you want. The conversations he's getting in.
They're setting him up for a killer one-liner.
They're very confrontational.
What did he say? He said it's a setup. Yeah. Did he say that first? It's a setup. Call it what you want. I just did. I want to call it a setup. Well, okay.
If I wanted these cops at some point, I'm just not engaging with this guy anymore. There's very little upside for me.
No, it's a fucking minefield. Anything I say to him can get like spiked like a volleyball back into my face. Everything is a setup for one of his brutal, destructive one-liners. Imagine going home at the end of the day after that. You get home to your wife. How was work? I heard you caught those guys. Yeah. How'd you do it? We closed down the 21. There's 21 bridges in and out of the island. What island? That's what I said. I said that. Thank you. Manhattan.
You're looking over your shoulder the rest of your life.
I'd rather look the devil in the eye. Still going bad.
Pause it.
What?
You're going to be looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life. I'd rather look the devil in the eye.
Okay,
is
so that implies that you were looking over your shoulder to avoid the devil in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. So the devil's in front of me. I could look him in the eye. You're telling me to look over my shoulder.
So if I'm the cop, I'm like, oh, sorry. I didn't mean that you're looking over your shoulder because you're scared of something that is in front of you. I meant... let's
restart
the geography of this.
Call it whatever you want. I just did. So he's saying it's set up. So he's saying the cops are somehow involved in this. This is a lot of information for me to get in 1 minute from a teaser.
Mm.
But was from the visionary directors of Endgame. I think I'll
produced
trust
by
them.
The visionary directors of Avengers produced, Endgame.
Yeah. So I am saying it's a setup, and you're like, you're going to look up your show. So I'm saying the cops are somehow involved. You're like, you pursue this line. There's going to be somebody trying to kill you from behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be watching out for that. And what I say is, I would rather look the devil in the eye.
Okay.
Does it mean I'd rather get killed from behind?
And go see the devil.
Then mess up my neck? Looking over my shoulder all the time? Mm-hmm. Or maybe even walk into a freaking pole? Would suck. I just broke her off with a 10-piece, dog.
I'm checking nuggets.
Is there any more? Is there a post-credits exchange?
No.
That ain't nothing. Not just being friendly, dog.
Looks
just
good.
A little 10-piece.
I'm checking nuggets.
Just to blow it at the mall.
Looks funny.
Okay, so I have an outro idea.
Mm.
Might be its own pro version, though. Mm. One of my ideas was that we could write letters to Santa.
Mm. Mm.
Okay.
Santa.
All right. I could see myself getting into something like that.
I'm writing it to Santa.
Dear Santa.
Dear Santa, yeah. No, no. Just cross that out. Hey, Santa, you fuckstick. Santa, how they hanging?
I don't want to do that.
Hey, beard bitch. I don't want to do that.
Not this year.
No, this year.
Different outro idea. Or you write one.
Can I share a detail from the 21 Bridges Wikipedia article that I'm seeing here?
This guy is a freaking cinephiliac.
Wikipediac.
No.
In.
Not what I said.
No, I understand.
We don't need to punch up that one, man. We were all laughing. Enough.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
In July 2018, it was announced that Chadwick Boseman would star in the film, then known under the title 17 Bridges.
Okay.
Okay.
So
they found four bridges during production. Wait a minute. They're watching dailies.
What's Rewind that back
wait,
there?
Wait. What the fuck is that?
What, another the building?
No, behind that. Look. Is that a fucking bridge?
It's not on my list.
The dramaturg.
That's a really good fact.
Oh, okay, I guess that's a bridge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is.
Okay, yeah.
Sort
I guess
of a
it's
bridge.
Like,
I don't know if it's like an official bridge. Well, where's it go?
I mean, you know, in and out of the island.
Wait, what?
Well, you know, like a board over like a little creek is like a bridge or whatever. Are we like counting that as well? We're counting... Like everything we see.
And we're going to count the Verrazano Bridge.
Yeah. Like I can make a bridge with like.
Does that go in and out of the island of Verrazano? Bridge.
Yeah. But are we counting that?
Manhattan.
21 is. There's a lot of movies with this. There's 21 Jump Street. There's 21 and Over, I think, was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's the prequel to 27 Dresses.
Mm-hmm. 21 shots.
Wasn't there a Kevin Spacey card game?
Yes. Oh, yes. 21.
Yeah. Yeah. Bringing down the house.
What's your letter to Santa?
Well, I thought we could write them together.
Mm.
Oh, so I should just write mine now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just write it and don't talk during it. Just write your Santa letter. It's obviously what you wanted to do.
I wanted you guys to do.
Right, yeah. So selfless.
Bye. Is that enough time?
It's like 27, yeah.
Okay, we got to come back in. I'm going back in. What's
just
your other outro idea?
Well, we kind of did it before before we started, but recapping the holiday party.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. People love to know who was there.
I guess people were doing karaoke, so...
We'll talk about the holiday party. So we recorded an episode. By now it'll have come out. Really good episode.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia Day.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't RSVP to the holiday party. She let us know that she was almost insulted to have been invited. Like, you thought I was going to go to this? I'm not. Which is how you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's the real deal. Because some of the people that show up to this thing, I got questions. So, Devin and Hayes both wanted to go and stop by.
We were, like, itching to go.
They were like, I think I'll show my face, was, like, sort of the thing. Of, like, no one will be able to accuse me of not going.
No, Devin was, like, so excited. Devin was, like, kind of holding his legs together like he had to pee, but from... Yeah. Excitement about going to the party.
Mm-hmm. He was like, during the episode with Felicia, we probably edited it out, but he kept being like, are we done? This feels like a good stopping point, right? Sort of a natural stopping point. We were like, no, we're 4 minutes into the episode. So anyway, he finally is going to get to go. So I drive these two guys. Did some vintage Ben Gibbard solo stuff immediately start playing upon entering my car?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happened. Then we got there. I don't see any parking. I just dropped them off.
Mm-hmm.
From that point on, I do not know what happened inside the party. I went home.
So Devin and I went inside. Devin immediately disappears.
I went to talk to
whatever.
Justin Zach.
You told me he pulled down a scream mask. Snapped two glow sticks.
just does a quick twirl with both hands. I made eye contact with Jess first when I walked in, and mm-hmm. I was like, I don't really know her very well. So, like, I think we both decided, like, this is not going to be, like, a fruitful.
You both opened your mouth to say, hey, but
conversation.
No sound
came out. Yeah. Like, mutual recognition, yeah. But, like, you know. No invitation to head that direction. And I, you know, talked to engineer Jordan a little bit.
Yep.
She sang, there was live band karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
She sang The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang.
Yes.
For live band karaoke. What else did people sing?
Lauren showed up and sang Stay by Lisa Loeb.
Mm.
That was very good. And then she immediately left.
Mm-hmm. Lauren Michaels?
Yeah, Lauren Michaels. Lauren Michaels, yes.
You say. I only hear what I want to.
Bunch of office staff saying some good stuff.
Yeah, both the office ladies were there.
They were? That's true, also. They were both there. Lacey Mosley came by. She sang Ride My Pony.
Mm.
Excellent. Brought the house down.
Mm.
But like I was telling you guys earlier, producer Josh, he kind of killed it. Green Day, Basket Case.
What was it about his rendition?
Someone asked me that afterwards, too. They're like, why was that good?
What is it about this?
What is it about this that was good?
I was talking to him, and he did seem, like, pretty distracted and, like, kind of nervous. So yeah. I think he was getting ready to do his
getting
song.
In the zone.
Yep. Yeah.
It's that you root for an underdog.
Mm.
And Josh is...
Okay. So all the like... positivity that he had from this, you've just ripped away.
There's a lot of goodwill in that room.
Oh, Jesus.
He did great. It was awesome.
I was at a function with some karaoke recently, and somebody made an interesting point to me. I was about to go up and sing, and a guy turned to me and went, just remember, no one wants to see you do that good a job. And I said, oh, really? And he's like, what they want? Is to feel like you're singing it just slightly worse than they would if they were up there.
Mm.
Hmm. Did that change how you did it?
No. I said, yeah. I'm going to knock it out of the fucking park. And then I did.
Hmm.
And people resented me after. But I'm not here to make friends.
And Devin, you sang Aqualung.
Yes, of course. In its entirety.
That was cool, and I didn't know that you that could play the flute. Yeah.
That brought the house down in a different way.
Yes.
Any fun conversations? I was there for like 20 minutes. I found it extremely overwhelming.
It was very loud.
Too loud there.
Yeah.
It was so loud. And I was talking to Engineer Ryan for quite a while, who never raised his voice above his ordinary conversational tone, despite the live band.
Who? You were talking to who?
What's that?
Who were you
talking to? He actually doesn't. Devin, if you actually will respect his wishes, he does not want to be a part of the show anymore.
I still know him.
Oh, that makes one of us.
Who else did I see there just kind of walking around?
I didn't know the office ladies were there. That's
both the office ladies.
They both came.
Oh, yeah, wow. Big get.
Spanish Aki, right?
Spanish Aki.
Spanish Aki. I saw
there.
At least three of the Spanish Aki
all,
there.
All four of them
all
were there.
All four were there.
The Get Rich Nick dudes were there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't, never heard of it.
Amy Nicholson, Kulop.
Yep.
Yep. Amy Nicholson.
Mm-hmm. Gourley. Mm-hmm. Actually, Gourley and Mark McConville.
Wow.
Yep.
Holy we're both shit. There.
Scott,
big turnout.
I don't know if Scott came. He might have. He might have been there earlier.
Scotty getting ready for his own party.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, my
Devin's,
last.
Did I Kevin like, wants okay. to mention.
I didn't get
first. I've heard of that party.
Now, Kevin, why did you bring up that party?
That
to make Devin feel bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scott and Kulop probably are going to be pretty pissed at me.
Why?
Because I broke the rules.
What'd you do?
I RSVP after they said.
Oh.
You guys know about that?
And you asked if I was going.
Follow up email they sent. Mm-hmm. Please let us know by Monday if you plan to attend. Mm. Me? I just sit on my hands. Cool my heels. Wednesday rolls around.
Did you ask if I was...
I opened the invite.
Did you ask if I was going so it made you feel brave?
My wife told me to ask if you were going.
That's nice. Happens. I like that.
Yeah, she goes, I say, oh, I got invited to a party.
So, good news.
Yeah, so, I am invited to a party. She goes, okay, are you going to go? I go, oh, I don't know. I just was saying I was invited. I don't know if I don't go to that stuff. She goes, well, what's the party? It's like, Scott and Kulop. She said, okay. Is Hayes going? She knows that would make me brave. I go, I don't know. He doesn't really tell me. He doesn't tell me if he's going. She says, do you want to ask him? I go, I'm shy. Then I sent a text. You said, yes, I'm going. Mm-hmm. No. Offer to go together. Don't need it. Don't want it. No, like, yeah, I was going to go. Should we...
Yeah.
Coordinate in
I'm
any
just
way.
Naturally very brave.
He's just going. Does it care if it's when I'm going or if I am going? Doesn't even ask if I'm going to go. Are you going to? Just, yeah, I'll be there. I'm doing my thing. He's operating.
Damn.
And then I'm kind of left to go like, do I ask follow-ups? Like, do I find out when or I guess it doesn't matter.
We know a lot of people there.
Sometimes, yeah.
It'd be fun. We hear about it, maybe. We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it could be killer.
And so that's another one we have.
Going to another party. You know what? I RSVP'd plus one for another party tonight around the same time.
Wow.
Close to you, where you live.
Oh.
And I think I'm going by myself, but... Maybe you could roll through with me.
Okay.
We could hit both.
Okay, yeah,
holy
great.
Shit.
Yeah.
Which one? Would it be before or after? Either.
Well, it's so happen. Close to you, maybe it would make sense to be before.
Okay, great.
And then we could do the loop if you wanted to hit both.
That's nice. They're going to love this. They're listening to this like, oh, my God. It's like I'm freaking
we could.
Part
cause,
of
well, cause it's like scene. We weren't going to get a sitter so I could stop by a holiday party with Grace for like
more
25
details.
Minutes. And so it's like she'll probably be at home with the baby and her friend.
Okay, now I know where
her friend,
is.
The author Julia, is in town.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Julia's here, and so probably they'll be hanging out at home where the baby is, and I'll hit the parties.
Wow.
I'm going. Guess what? Guess which one I got invited to next week.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook, the pro version.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.